Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, through his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text, as you heard previously, is from the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Here ends our text. Tonight we begin our Advent series based on this prophecy in the book of Isaiah. We're going to start with the first title, Wonderful Counselor. Now, what is the first thing you think of when you hear the word counselor? Is it a therapist or an analyst? How about a social worker? My first thought is to think of a guidance counselor, such as the one I had in high school. And his name was Mr. Dan Walter. Mr. Walter helped me figure out my career path and to what college I should apply to. I knew that I had an interest in the outdoors, but wasn't quite sure on how to proceed to make a vocation of that interest and that passion. Thanks to his help, Mr. Walter advised me towards a college that offered a degree in natural resources, which would expose me to a variety of coursework, such as wildlife, fisheries, and forestry. This exposure in the many fields of study in the resource world would lead to my calling in the fisheries, which provided me a career with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Now, Jesus fulfills his role as counselor by pointing the way and providing the means by which we live eternally. At the same time that he advises us on the way to salvation, Jesus bestows the comfort to us that comes with the knowledge of a secure eternity. The best demonstration of this two-tiered counseling is the story of Martha while mourning the death of her brother Lazarus. And since my sermon, I'm going to read that encounter with her Savior and our Savior in John chapter 11, beginning at the 17th verse. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." So when Jesus arrives, Martha goes to meet him. And her first inclination is to scold Jesus for not being there early enough to save her brother. She's grieving for her brother, but Jesus' presence has brought her comfort, and she states, "But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Martha did not have the resurrection of Lazarus in mind, but affirmed the general truth that God gives Jesus whatever he asks. Jesus being there at her brother's funeral has brought Martha's faith out in the open. And Jesus attempts to reassure Martha, "Your brother will rise again." Martha, thinking of a different time frame than Jesus, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Somewhat comforted, Martha's statement is one of trust and hope that anticipates Lazarus' resurrection to eternal life. She has no idea that Jesus means that Lazarus is going to be raised from the dead on that very day. Now Jesus states, the eternal truth and the gospel, which he says to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Everlasting life can be found in no one but Jesus. Even those who die physically in faith will rise again to everlasting life. Now, after stating this, the good news of eternal life, Jesus asks Martha, do you believe this? Martha then makes a declaration that could result in her getting into trouble with the religious leaders of the day, and possibly even being arrested by them. Nevertheless, she says, for all the world to hear, yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. Martha knows that this assertion could very well place her at odds with the scribes and Pharisees, but at this point, she does not care, either because of her grief, or more likely the fact that Jesus is there, bringing consolation and an uplifting of her faith. Martha makes a proclamation of belief that all of us can admire and take comfort in. Going back to my high school counselor, Mr. Walther, he helped me decide the next step in my education, which led towards my career in the resource field. And like my high school counselor, Jesus points us in the right direction, which leads us to eternal life. When I was in high school, this knowledge towards my profession was comforting because I had a plan. Jesus has also provided a plan that is very reassuring for our salvation. Now, Mr. Walther helped me with my plan, but he didn't pay my way through college. Jesus, on the other hand, has paid entirely for our life in heaven, including room and board. His death on the cross paid for our sins, and his resurrection was our victory over death. His victory is our victory. And remember what Jesus said, everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Now, when we look at the term wonderful counselor, and the first part in Hebrew means something extraordinary and incomprehensible. And the second part, counselor, means to advise, counsel, and purpose. When combined, the definitions reveal that the child will be miraculously born to become an amazing advisor who marvelously works all things for God's purpose. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please rise for the